The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, Ellen Shulman.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits. This is Ellen Shulman, and I'm pleased to welcome both Margie Larkin and Jerry Crank. They're with an organization called the Center for Creative Education. We've seen more and more studies about how important education is to the academic development of a child. So Margie is the director of marketing, and Jerry is the director of programming. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Hi, Ellen. How are you?
I'm great. So Margie, why don't you start us off by explaining exactly what the Center for Creative Education is?
First of all, we work all over Palm Beach County, and we use the arts to enliven education. So we have teaching artists who go in, trained teaching artists who go into classrooms in after-school settings all over the county, and they work with kids using the art to help them reinforce what they learn during the day. So you can learn math and science and history and all manner of things, but it's using a creative approach to really reach the kids and get them excited about learning.
So tell me, first of all, what's a teaching artist? So Jerry, you're in charge of programming. So what is a teaching artist?
A teaching artist is just that. They are professional artists that want or like or have experienced teaching, but yet perhaps have not chosen a certification to teach in a public classroom.
Are they volunteers or are they paid?
No, they are paid. They're paid professionals. We offer additional services and training so that they have the skills they need when they're in the classroom with the children. They're just not part of the actual teaching classroom as a certified teacher. So there are professionals. They are experienced. They are trained. They do have resources, take advantage of resources with child development and everything that they would need to work with children successfully.
So do they supplement existing art programs in the school, or is it a completely separate program?
It's certainly not intended to take the place of art programs that are in schools. These are enhancements that are in addition to any other art programs within the school. We are not there to take the place or undermine the role of the art teacher in the school.
So how do you involve the art teacher? I mean, are they part of the process at all?
Or no, it's really a separate thing. Separate. We do have something that I said that most of our programming is after school, which it is. But we also have something called LEAP, which is done in classrooms. And that's where a teaching artist goes in and pairs with the regular classroom teachers. And they look at the curriculum. What does the teacher have to get across to the kids that semester? And they figure out how to do that with a creative approach. Like recently we did a program called Manatee and Sanity at Freedom Shores in Boynton Beach. And the kids went in and they had to learn, you know, science. And so they built this 9-foot-long paper mache manatee. So they had to sort of use technology to engineer that. They did science experiments about salinity and about the manatee's hearing. Why do they get hit by boats so much? It's because the frequency of the boat is at a certain level. And that's, you know, why they keep getting hit. See, you didn't know that.
No, I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. And what does that have to do with art?
Everything goes in. They learn music. They learn manatee songs. They raised money. And they figured out how to do a budget. So it's all sorts of different manner of things that teachers have to get across. But they do it. They also illustrated a book. One of our friends of the center, Rick Scaglione, wrote a book about manatees, and these second graders went in and they had to have the reading comprehension to understand the book and the story, and they completely did the illustrations for this book.
I was at the school board meeting last month, and these kids performed a manatee song. These were
great.
Your kids?
Exactly. Those were
our
kids.
It was amazing. They were really, really amazing. So I got to see firsthand what you do. So.
Good.
The song they even performed was written by their music teacher. So the collaborations that we help facilitate aren't restricted or limited to the classroom teacher, because this particular project that Margie spoke of involved the media specialist, the reading teacher, as well as the music teacher. So it becomes a collaborative effort within the school.
Well, it just sounds like a wonderful program. So back up a little bit and tell me how this got started and
It got started in 1994, and this was a collaboration between the Cultural Council and the MacArthur Foundation, and they were looking at ways to bring art into education and also looking at the effect that cultural facilities have in a neighborhood. So we, for instance, have just built a building in Northwood, and we're renovated a building, and so that you look at it's kind of a struggling neighborhood, and you look at the effect that an academic and cultural center has on that community. And so they wanted to bring this into schools all over Palm Beach County, and so those organizations sort of launched it, and now we've been in operation about 18 years.
That's really great. In fact, for anybody who wants to see pictures, your website has great pictures of that Northwood facility and the story about it. Their website is www.cce, that's like cat e, Florida.org. Mm-hmm. Or you can also call 561-805-9927. And if you just tuned in, we're talking to representatives of the Center for Creative Education. So, Jerry, tell me a little bit about more of the programming. I mean, is it just for elementary schools? Is it for K-12? What kind of kids get to enjoy this experience?
It is not just for elementary students. If we could take the product Cadre, Creative Arts Developed to Reinforce Education, that's our after-school program. The fortunate thing about that program is the, dare I say, the flexibility in that our artist comes to the site with materials. So it's not an issue of getting approval for your kids on a field trip and getting the bus and all of that planning, because we're portable. We bring the services to you. We don't just do after-school programs in school settings. We also do community centers. One of our large clients is the Boys and Girls Clubs. Faith-based organizations are eligible for this programming as well. Even summer camps. Perhaps you don't run an after-school program throughout the school year, but you have a summer camp. We're able to offer programming in that sense as well.
So if you're a church or a Boys and Girls Club or somebody who's
community
listening to
center,
this program,
exactly.
What's the process? How do I contact you and get an artist to come in to do an after-school program?
Of course, start with our website or our number. You could speak with me. We would, first of all, talk about probably your census, how many children you have, because that would help us determine how many artists that we could get you. Then we would determine the interest, and your interest would come from looking at our catalog online. Every instructional unit that we offer is online for your perusal. It gives you the primary focus, deliverables that the children and objectives that the children will learn in this particular IU and the subject matter. And then once we get through those interests, then we'll probably look at funding and see how we could help you fund this.
Well, and that was going to be one of my next questions, Margie. Does this cost for the organization to come in?
It does not. A lot of the children that we work with are in economically disadvantaged areas. They're Title I. And so the county pays for a lot of these services through Children's Services Council and a program called Primetime after school. And so that's how a lot of that is taken care of. Beyond that, we rely on philanthropy to take care of, the costs of our programs. But as far as these schools are concerned, no. There's
that's
not
really
a cost.
Right.
They just
okay,
have
we're
going
to talk later in the show, too, about how you can help fund the Center for Creative Education. Their website is www.cceflorida.org or call 561-805-9927. You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Don't go away because we'll be right back.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels? And that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.
Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know you're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We're speaking this week about the Center for Creative Education. It's a Palm Beach-based organization that helps after-school programs, in-school programs, integrate art into learning. And I've been pleased to be speaking with Margie Larkin and Jerry Crank. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Jerry, before the break, we were talking about arts integration, because for a lot of people, they're like, "What? How can art actually help with the core subjects?" Mm-hmm. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about that?
I liked what you said earlier about what, you know, in studying frequency of the manatee's hearing, you know, what does this have to do with art? And that's one of the key elements about art integration, is that art provides the catalyst or the medium to where we are able to integrate traditional subjects, reading, math, science, but in a hands-on, creative way, so that we are reinforcing the traditional classroom subjects. So you have the hands-on, tactile sensation of building this 9-foot manatee. And as Margie pointed out, that requires science, engineering skills. But yet it's fun and creative. In fact, one of the little girls in the project commented to her mother, she said, "Mommy, if school was like this every day, I would just love to go all the time."
And why can't it be? You know, isn't that encouraging? And that's really fantastic.
The other issue is that not only are, you know, we talked about teaching artists being professionals and collaborating with the classroom teacher, but we're also helping classroom teachers implement Common Core standards. We're moving away from the Next Generation Sunshine State standards into the Common Core standards. And the Common Core standards, to make a long story short, are a little more centered around higher order thinking skills. It's not so much to just know and comprehend anymore. We now have to be able to evaluate, analyze, and create. And art is the hands-on tool that many classroom teachers could take advantage of to help their children master the Common Core standards because of its fun, creative, hands-on nature.
Right. We talked about the manatee. Margie, mm-hmm. Tell us some other examples, because what if a parent's out there thinking, my kids have no artistic interest or ability? It really has nothing to
It really doesn't. I mean, this is not anything you'd be graded on, like, oh, your picture's not this way or that way. It's about creativity. It's about just doing your own thing in that way. The children are not judged on that. We did a program around Ellis Island, and the kids got so inspired. It was so exciting. It really was, where they learned about their own personal histories. A lot of them talking to their grandparents about this for the first time ever. They created costumes based on where their family came from. They found family relics. They created a whole experience of what an immigrant would have gone through when they came over here, being judged by the doctors, whether they were healthy enough to come into the country or not. They created a tenement. They built themselves that would be the exact same size. The children, we went in there and the little girls are all dressed and they're making lace and they're making bread and the boys are doing all this work, and they live the learning as opposed to just hearing about it. And that's what makes the difference.
Okay, so the art elements were theater, because they did costuming, mm-hmm. right? So
theater, music, they drew, they made dolls based on their heritage. They created a map with, you know, strings and everything, right. Pins about where everybody came from. They created the tenement. They had to do that by themselves. It's just all about creativity. It's not necessarily about something you'd put on paper, or at the end, it's just building something together. It also teaches them life skills like collaboration and cooperation. And they have to learn as they build things together, deciding how to do things. So you're really learning on many different
levels. So at the culmination of a project like that, do the kids show what they did to their parents? I mean, how do you incorporate the parents so they see what happens?
They did. They had a big presentation for their parents and their other peers at the school.
At the school, yes.
And they came to our annual luncheon, which was great. The women absolutely love them. All of our, you know, donors absolutely. All of a sudden, people get it. When they see this in action, you know, we can sort of describe what arts integration is and how it works with art and learning and bringing them together. But when people see it in action,
then they get
all
it.
Of a sudden,
right.
the light bulb goes
right.
off.
So what about with older kids? I mean, it's kind of easy to see how this works and inspires the little ones. What do you do with the teenagers?
With the teenagers, that they are a unique population in that they are, you know, they're socially motivated and driven by their peers. So one of the first things that we have to consider in programming middle schools or teenagers in general is likability. You know, is it a topic that they'll like? That's why not all of our programs are just visual art. Some of them, many of them focus on academics. Many of them focus on positive youth development, such as issues addressing issues of bullying, homelessness, social issues. Many of our IUs address issues of health and wellness. We offer Tai Chi courses, dance courses, yoga courses. There's one called From Earth to Table, where the children actually plant a garden
and
then learn
eating.
How to harvest those foods and then how to prepare those foods. So quite a variety of programming for many ages, as you know, as you're pointing out.
So you guys, you said you've been around 18 years, right?
Yes.
So do you have any metrics that show that kids learn better, their FCAT scores are better? Or, I mean, that probably requires a whole other set of funding
yes.
to do
yes.
that. But
it sure does.
I'm just curious about, you probably anecdotally can say, I saw this child excel or do better on their FCAT. Or.
You know what the difficulty is? That we deal with kids and, you know, maybe you'll get to have them for one class or possibly two or whatever, but it's hard to have them over a long extended period.
Right, it's hard to
That's what
that.
We would love to do. We
right.
would be able to love to be able to show that what we do has an impact long term. We certainly know that anecdotally and from what the children tell us and what the parents tell us. You know, after this manatee program that we talked about earlier, one of the little girl, the parents wrote, my child is now a researcher. Like, they look at school completely differently. Like, they want to know about things, and they realize they have the power to learn about things on their own outside of class.
And I can imagine that if you do an after-school program at a school and the word gets out, are you able to handle all the requests?
No.
No.
I mean, we don't have the funding
we don't have
for that.
The funding for that.
We would love to.
And
but.
Is your program available in other communities? This radio show, for example, goes all the way through the Tri-County area. Does Broward and Dade have a program similar to this?
Currently, I can't speak for Broward if they have a program. If you're asking if we serve Broward, we don't. But I'm currently, we're trying to remedy that. I'm speaking now with Children's Services Council and seeing if we can get our program registered through the Broward County Cultural Division so that we would be a service available in Broward County.
Yeah, it just sounds like a phenomenal opportunity. I mean, it just sounds like everybody should have access to this.
Because, it's great.
Right.
Well, we serve all of Palm Beach County right now. And
that's a huge area in
itself.
It's
a huge area. It is. All the way from Boca up to Jupiter and out to Wellington and Belglades and all that. And now we have just renovated this building in Northwood in the West Palm Beach area. And so that will allow us, excuse me, to bring in children not just from that neighborhood, but all over from the county to have special programs.
All right. So we're going to take another quick break. We're going to come back and talk about how people can help you raise a lot more money so you can serve a lot more kids. So we've been talking to representatives from the Center for Creative Education. Their website is www.cceflorida.org, or you can call 561-805-9927. This is the Forum for Nonprofits, and we'll be right back.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29 years old and have a career that I love as a systems analyst. Career. It still sounds cool to say that word. I never could have gotten on this path without a college degree. And if the college me were here, he'd tell you.
I never would have gotten to college without big brothers, big sisters. I could have ended up anywhere, on the streets even. But college? Joe Thompson? Not likely. My big brother helped me out. He taught me I could do anything, at a time when a lot of people were saying just the opposite.
And to a 7-year-old, that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. And that can last a lifetime. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
I'm working 2 jobs and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm 1 out of every 6 Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We're talking about the Center for Creative Education, and I'm speaking with Margie Larkin. She's the Director of Marketing, and Jerry Crank, the Director of Programming. So we've been talking about this wonderful program that is so wonderful you can't even meet the demand. Right. So what can our listeners do to help you? What are some opportunities to support your organization?
Well, we certainly rely very heavily on philanthropy from the community for this. That would allow us to expand our programs, you know, not only for the programming, but for operating. We have a staff, a very small but hearty staff, but, you know, you have to have somebody who's coordinating all these artists and teachers and everything, because we work in sites, again, all over the county, and there are some 70 to 90 sites depending on the semester, so there's a lot of coordination involved. We also just are renovating a building. We're opening it in 3 phases because it's like an old roller rink, so it's 18,000 square feet.
Oh my goodness, it's big.
Yes, it's big. So we're doing the first third, and now we hopefully will go right into the construction of the second half, and that will require, we're trying to do this without debt. So we need to raise $250,000. So if there's
I read on your website that you had a $100,000 grant, but it's a matching grant, right? Matched that yet?
Exactly. We have not. We're working on it.
Okay,
we're trying
so
to get
can help you
any
match.
Individuals who would be willing to donate, you know, whatever, any part of that.
And that people can donate on your website. Is there a donate now button?
There is.
So www.cc, it's like cat, elephant, florida.org. So that's probably an easy way to do it. And you,
yes.
You actually pay your artists, which is great, because
we
then
do.
That makes them probably more committed.
Right.
So if somebody wanted to, say, support a summer program at the Boys and Girls Club, how much would you need for that?
You know, we don't break it down that way, perhaps, but we do break down for LEAPS. That's where they go, the collaboration of the artist and the teacher. That's $1,200 a semester for a classroom of 20 children.
So if you want to sponsor LEAP, that's LEAP, that's $1,200. What about volunteers? Do you need volunteers?
Always need volunteers. Always need volunteers.
Do they have to be artists?
They do not have to be artists. In fact, it'd be nice to get a hold. Just as we employ diverse talents, we're happy to receive volunteers of diverse
retired
talents.
Retired accountant and marketing people.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
A little bit of everything.
Absolutely. We can definitely use that, especially with the new building. We'll need more volunteers, new opportunities.
All right, great. So tell us again how people can sponsor you and donate money. What are the different ways?
If they would want to contact us, either at the website or here at the office. We really need the community support in this. This is a whole new venture that we're taking on in Northwood, and so it's really an opportunity to bring together the community for different events, to bring in children. We may be doing sort of GED classes. We're exploring all sorts of different things, trying to find out what the area really needs and what they'll support. And so if we could bring people around that effort, yes, we absolutely would like to finish this half of the building, and so we'd like to raise money for that if we can get people to get behind that effort. But we need support on an ongoing basis, and working with the county and then private philanthropists.
Surely, you know, the building, funding with programming, as Margie pointed out, you know, operations, nuts and bolts, you know, to keep the doors open.
Art supplies.
Supplies. I was just going to say.
You can donate art supplies.
You can donate art supplies, monies for art supplies, and then we're able to offer a course and say the tuition is this much. There will be no cost supplies as supplies made available with a grant from your name. Right. There are many ways you can help.
Okay, for in the last minute that we have of the show, give me an overview of what the Center for Creative Education is all about and motivate those people to open their checkbooks.
We bring creativity to children. We bring arts into their learning. We make it something that they are, that is alive, that they can embrace, that they can get involved in. And this is especially targeted to children in economically disadvantaged areas. They really prosper with this sort of learning. They learn, they can grasp things in a way that they just never could before.
So you can't say no to that. So thank you, Jerry Crank and Margie Larkin, for the Center for Creative Education. Hopefully all our listeners will be opening their checkbooks to support you, and best of luck in the future. You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ellen Shulman, president of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.